good to have you.
Okay, so just to finish up the last sugya and make some ha'aras on the Gemara along the way, and then before we head to the next Gemara. So a quick review of the Nekuda we left off discussing, and that is the cracked shofar versus the split shofar. Those are the terms we used last time. And the way Rashi learns the Mishnah is that the shofar shenizdak is a split shofar. It's split into two and stuck back together. And we discussed how that fits in. And the way that Tosos and the Rosh and the Ritvan learn the Gemara is talking about a split shofar, which we discussed, the split, losing the shame shofar possibly. And that was the problem with that. And we explained there's a kolshkein. If it's stuck together, even if it's stuck together, it doesn't have the shame shofar. Certainly if it wouldn't be stuck together. So the question that the Achronim really point out, the Rishonim really are sensitive themselves to this question, but the difficulty with Tosos is the Gemara later on Chav Zayin Mud Beis. So the Gemara is in the middle of a long brisa where the lines are wide. The first word line is kolo, 10 lines from the bottom. 10 lines from the bottom of the Gemara. In the middle of the Gemara says, Nizdak le'orko pasul. So if it's nizdak le'orko, if it is split along its length, the length of the shofar pasul, the rochvo im nishtayer bo shir tkiya kasher v'imla pasul. So if it's split along its length, then it's pasul. If it's split along the width of the shofar, you know, basically cracked in half, let's say there's a split across and it's cracked in half that direction, horizontally, so then it depends how much of the shear is left of the shofar. Does it have, is there a remaining piece of the shear shofar or not? The Gemara goes on to say, what is the shear shofar? Shear shofar, the Gemara says, is if you would hold it and you could see on both sides. So the Gemara says, kama shear tkiya. How much is the shear tkiya? It really means the shear, the shofar. So you can hold the shofar and you'll be able to, it's not too small, that would be swallowed up by your hand. You could still see shofar on each side. So that's the shear shofar. Now there's a machlokes rishonim whether the shear shofar has to be on the part touching your mouth, or can the shear shofar be on the other part, and how do you understand that? Chatzitzas and detaching it. We're not going to get into that part of the sugya of the crack across what the issue is, but that is a bit of discussion. But there are a few issues. One, the Aruch HaNer points out, is that here we have almost the same case, shofar shen nizdak l'arko, and here it doesn't talk about gluing it together, it just says it's a nizdak, where our Mishnah says v'dako. So why do we have that discrepancy between the Mishnah, where it says that it's stuck together, and the Braisa, which just says about nizdak? And further, Tosos and the Rush, and because again, and this the Aruch HaNer points out, for Tosos and the Rush, we said that being stuck together is not necessary. So, and we're going to see Tosos and Rush actually say that the Brice is the same exact case as the Mishnah, but is a little difficult that in one case we say Vidavka, one case say we don't. Okay, so that's Aruch HaNer points out as one difficulty. But the next difficulty the Rishonim themselves are bothered by, and the Rush asks this question, the Rush as well, and the Ran, is that let's read the Mishnah, the Brisa carefully. How much of a crack is a problem when it's nizdak l'arko? Nizdak l'arko, how much is of a crack? What's the implication of the Mishnah, of the Brisa? How much of a crack?
Any
crack. Any crack, right, good. That's what the Rishonim ask. Nizdak l'arko puzzle sounds like any crack is a problem. What's the deal? Because the rochbo, that's what it depends. How much is it cracked? How much is left? But nizdak l'arko pasul no matter what. And yet, what do the Rishonim hold? What does Toso say explicitly?
Wait, but when you say nizdak l'arko, it means it goes all the way through them.
It goes all the way around.
Yeah, it goes straight.
Oh, good. You're on to the answer already. What are you saying?
So arco seemingly also implies goes all the way through. That cuts it straight now. Because nizdak implies.
So good. So Rafi's already onto the answer. But the way the Rishonim asks, if you turn to the Rush. Turn to the Rush, in actually maybe we have it on the sheet. You can look in the Ritva. Let's leave the Ritva on the sheet. Maybe that's a little easier to look at. Let's see. Okay. Towards the middle of the end of the line, there's a phrase, Afal Gav Dikatani, like six lines down in the Ritva there. Afal Gav Dikatani Masnisa Lekaman, even though the Brisa later on. Masnisa refers to the Brisa. Over here is where we're reading from.
Yeah.
Okay. Masnisa Lekaman Shofar Shinizdak Le'arko Puzzle L'Rachbo Im Nishtar Bo Shirtzki Akasher. So even though it has a contrast, L'Arko is Puzzle, sounds completely. L'Rachbo, it depends on the Shir. Lav lememro de la arko afal pi shenishdayer bo shir tki apostle. It doesn't mean to say that la arko it's a psul, even as long as there's, you know, even if there's a shir tkiya, the afa gav de la havikulo rubo, that the arko, the crack, la arko could be anything. It's psul no matter what, and it doesn't matter how long the crack is. No, that's not how you read it. Ela mishum derachba hu tali dine b'shiur shir tkiya. L'rachba, it depends on how much of the shofar is left. You have the shear shofar of the shofar itself. Ava l'arko b'kulo rubo tali dine. He points out, like Rafi picked up on, the issue is a different issue. The issue with the width, with the crack across, is how much beyond the crack remains of the shofar. So the diuk is that with the crack, l'arko, that's an irrelevant factor. But don't make the deal that any crack is a problem. When we talk about a crack, it still has to be through the whole length of the shofar. Like Rafi was saying, it's very possible that this crack, l'rachbo, is still the whole circumference of the shofar. So on that, in terms of how long the crack is, that the Mishnah is not addressing. So the contrast that l'rachbo has more limitations and l'arko is anything, that's as far as the sheer shofar, what remains untouched. So in that, almost l'arko is irrelevant. But the crack still says the ritva has to be rubo or kulo. To lose the shame shofar, as we said, has to be completely cracked. And the ritva says, okay, rubo ki kulo. If most of it is cracked, so then it also loses the shame shofar. It doesn't have to be the entire thing. By the way, Tosfos and the Rush and Rashi all say that it has to be cracked the whole way through. They say kulo. Sounds like they mean kula, but the ritva, rubo kula. But that's the idea, that it's the way you read the braisa is that's not the issue. The issue is not in terms of how far the crack goes. That still the braisa can be saying that it has to be the entire thing. And that's not what the braisa is addressing. So that's how the ritva would answer. So again, you still have to say, and the Rush says explicitly, this braisa and the Mishnah are teaching us the same halacha. They're teaching us the same halacha. What's the halacha of a crack shofar? And the crack shofar, if it's completely cracked, it's puzzle. Even if you stick it together, it's puzzle. And the brisa is adding, cracking l'rachba. That's another halach. So that's really, in terms of the crack along the orech, along the length, it's one and the same. So that's a little dachuk, but that's, you know, that's what the Rush says. Now the Rush and the Ritva quote another daya. What's the Yesh Mefarshim? Any crack. Culture was really a problem. And the truth is, that works really well. Why? Because then the Braisa is teaching us a different halacha. Then you can actually say that the Mishnah is Davka teaching me in the case of where the whole thing is cracked. And that's where maybe Davka is more relevant there. And comes the Braisa to tell me, or actually, sorry, the Mishnah is Davka, that when the whole thing is cracked, that's when it's a problem, even if you stick it together. But in the Braisa, it's talking about a different case, where it's cracked a little bit in the shofar. And when the shofar's cracked a little bit, so that's a problem, even a little bit is a problem. However, what if you would stick it together in that case? L'arko? It would be good. If it's cracked only a bit, then if you stick it back together, or the Ron adds, or if you tie it around with a string, and hold it tight together, then it's okay, because the little crack, it still is a shame shofar. Right, going back to the reasons we said last time, what does it mean that there's not a shame shofar? Who remembers the Ramban?
Any kli that's broken.
Any kli that's broken. A little crack is broken? It's got a little crack. It doesn't lose the status of being a shofar because of a little crack. It's still a shofar. Why would the Bryce say it's puzzle? We all know, a little crack becomes a big crack. You keep on using a shofar with a little crack, the crack's going to become big. So that's why a shofar with a small crack is a problem. But if you stick it together, you would tie it together so it won't get any bigger, then it's kosher. So that's all.
But right now it's good.
Right now with a small crack?
Yeah, it's good. So you can blow the shofar right now.
So very good. So Ramesh is asking a good kasha. Right now it's good. So the answer is probably what it's saying. It's a gzera. If we let you use this shofar, it's going to break. We don't want you to use this shofar. Because it's going to... Actually, very good. That's one. Or the Ritva says... We saw the end of the Ritva. The Ritva says a different rule. The Ritva says... Kol ha'omid lizdak v'lichta kesodek dami. We have a rule in halacha. If something is going to happen, it's as if it already happened in halacha. So a very interesting halacha that the Gemara says, let's say a woman, when she goes to the mikvah, she needs to cut her... The halacha is that she's supposed to cut her nails before she goes to the mikvah. Right? For various reasons, she cuts her nails. Now, one of the explanations is that since she's about to cut... Let's say... She goes to the mikvah on Friday night. That's not a good example. Shabbos gets complicated. Let's say on Thursday night she's going to the mikvah. And let's say her nails are long. On Friday, before Shabbos, she wants to clean up, she's got to cut her nails. So some achronim explain, some rishonim explain that since her nails are about to be cut, so we view them as if they're already cut. And now it's a problem. Because now those nails are cut off, but they're attached. It's a chatzitza. That blocks between the end of her fingernails and the water. Because it's called omed lichtot kutzot dami. Once something that's about to be cut, it's viewed as already as cut. So Ritva, and we have this in various areas in halacha. But kala omed, he replies, kala omed lizdak v'lechtach kesodek dami. Since it's a small crack, will inevitably become a big crack. It's already viewed as the whole thing is cracked right now.
By a woman,
it's chatzitza. Here's no chatzitza. No, it's no chatzitza. But if it would be a big crack, then it would be a pasul shofar. So we view it already as puzzle now with a small crack. That's the Ritva. The Ritva says the svara here. Yes. Which Ramban?
You just said that even Ramban would say even when it's a small crack, it's still puzzle. Because as soon as it's a crack, it might lead to a big crack.
I don't know. This is the Ritva.
The Ritva.
Well, no, I was saying maybe it means gzer, but the Ritva, other Rishonim don't spell out. When the Rush quotes this Shita, if I'm not mistaken, the Rush doesn't spell out what the problem is. The Rush in Os Vav. So the Rush says, really, as long as it does not fully crack, it's oh no, sorry, never mind. The Rush says, yeah, it's going to get worse, but he doesn't spell out the Ritva is calling me lista kesodik dami. So I'm saying maybe another possibility could be that it's possible because it's going to happen, or maybe the Rush really is saying as far as the Ritva. Those are two possible ways of understanding it. So that's that idea. That's how you line up the two brises that the Mishnah is talking about, a case where it's fully cracked all the way, like we said before, it's cracked the whole way, and that even if you stick it together, you can't get the shame shofar back. The brisa that doesn't talk about sticking together, it's because it's talking about when it's a small crack, and when there's a small crack, you can stick it back together and make it fine, because the only problem with a small crack is that it's going to become a bigger crack. But if you stick it together, it won't become a bigger crack, and therefore it is kosher. Now, just to note, Rashi, of course, doesn't have to say this, because Rashi could say that because he learns that the Mishnah is talking about a split. From L'Arko on a split, it's two pieces. He could learn the Brisa, and there has to be stuck together, because you can't blow a shofar, it's two pieces. That doesn't work. So it has to be stuck together, and the Brisa, according to Rashi, could be referring to the really Tosos' shot, it's cracked the whole way, and he doesn't have to get in, you know. There's no need to say that it's cracked just a little bit. So just to go through quickly the Shulchan Aruch, what's brought down the halacha in the sugya. That's very interesting how the Shulchan Aruch presents it. But the Shulchan Aruch starts by just saying nizdak l'arko puzzle. So he says, okay, if there's a crack along the length, it's puzzle. What does that mean? Yesh omrim afila b'kol shu puzzle. He starts by quoting the Yesh Mefarshim of the Rosh on the second day of the Ritva, that if it's, but I should note, by the way, the Ritva concludes about that Yesh Mefarshim, that would mean, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, a small crack, unless you stick it together, makes a shofar puzzle. According to the other Rishonim, there's nothing wrong with a small crack. Only this Shita is Mechadesh, that a small crack is a problem. Otherwise, no reason to say that. And they're applying the Svar Kolmid Lizdak. This is all more mechutsh. So he says, Zech Chomer Godol Abali Nefesh Beinu Nochem Klal. The Ritva says, this is a big Chumrah. And the Ritva himself doesn't hold to this. Small crack is totally fine. But the Rush thinks that the Ikar Pshat is like the Yesh Mefarshim. So it's a Machlokes, a Rishon HaHaskin. And in Shulchan Aruch, so the first day is Yesh Omrim Afilu Bekol Shu Puzzle. Some say that even a little bit is Puzzle. That would be this Yesh Mefarshim. Elim Kain Hidko Harbe Bechut Mashicha. You really tied it nice and tight. You tied it tight. It's not going to grow out. Let's leave out the Nishtaya Shir Tzkiya.
When you say it's Puzzle, but if he did it already, can you do it?
According to that Shita, I don't know. He doesn't say. And the reason he doesn't say is because we would hold that
that's you, okay.
Since others argue, well, we might tell you to do it again, but without a bracha. Because maybe yes, maybe no. So you do it again without a bracha. So that's the first day. The Yesh Omrim Davka Berubo. And then he goes, Yesh Omrim, no, it's got to crack the whole way for it to be, or Rove to be a problem. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. And therefore, the general rule, by the way, in Klalei Apsach, the Shulchan Aruch, the Yad Malachis has big Klalei Apsach, so he says, if Yesh Omrim, the Halach is like the second Yesh Omrim. That's really the, why he quotes both opinions, okay, that's maybe Lechatchil, should be Choshesh, different explanations why he quotes two opinions, but the general Mahalach is that the Ikra Halach is like the second Yesh Omrim. So that would mean that a small crack is kosher. However, Lechatchil, one should try to have a shofar even without a small crack, to be choshesh for this Yesh Mefarshim, because again, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch does quote both opinions, so one should try to find a shofar without any cracks. From the Shulchan Aruch's presentation, it sounds like if it's majority cracked, then it's for sure puzzle. However, the Be'er Halacha notes, according to Rashi, Tosos, the Rush, all of them, it's only puzzle if you have a full crack, the whole entire way. So Be'er Halacha says, if you're really, really stuck, okay, Baruch Hashem, we usually have access to things, but if your mom is stuck, and you had a shofar that was cracked, even if it's cracked most of the way, if it's not fully cracked, then b'di'evid, you can use that, because according to the Rush, Rashi and Tosos, they all only possible when it's mamish a full crack. So that's what he says here. As far as gluing it together, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes two deus of what we started with in yesterday's year. I don't know if you heard about this, but we had a question. When you stick it together, do you have to stick it by melting the shofar and molding the pieces together? Or can you use glue? Can you use some kind of other substance?
It's glue, it's not the shofar.
It's not the shofar, very good. So that's what some say, but others say, we quoted this yesterday, that when the glue, so you put the glue in between, and then you press it together, and the glue is gone. You don't see the glue anymore. So maybe it's still considered the shofar. And as we explained, because the sound comes ultimately from the pieces, so that's two deus, in terms of how we paskin, that a crack, lechatchila, you should stick it together, what kind of glue could you use? And that's the Mishnah Brura, the Shulchan Aruch quotes both two deus here. You can stick it with devek, and some say that it's only, you know, if you mold it together. So that is that's basically the conclusion of that sugya. We have a few more minutes. What time is it? 22. So we have a few more minutes just for a couple of ha'aros on the Gemara. We're not going to work on, we're going to move on from our Gemara, but I thought I'd just point out a few things throughout the reading of the Gemara that do come up interestingly. Now, Tosfos mentions, by the way, we've been assuming that Dibek Shiver Shofros is either a problem of Shnei Shofros or Shame Shofar. That's, you know, that's not a shofar when you have multiple shofars together. Tosos mentions another psul which the Gemara has, and Tosos says, Shum Nichseva Ha'avarta Derech Ha'avaroso. And he refers to it's got to go Derech Ha'avaroso, it's got to go in the way where the air goes, and that refers to the Gemara here says, the Gemara right after the, where are we in the Gemara here? After the two dots. Before the two dots. Oh. So right before the two dots, right now, we're still over here. Right over here, right before the dots, when the lines start to get wide. So, hafcho v'takabo, lo yatzos. Let's say you flip around the shofar and blow it. So the Rishonim point out you can't blow the wide part of the shofar. So let's say you melt the shofar and you switch the mouthpiece from being from one side to the other side. And you blow from the other side and you make the mouth part wide. I don't know how to do this, but apparently you could do this. So he says, Amra pap lo yotze. You're not yotze. Amra papa lo tema de hafke bekituna. Right, sorry. It's not only that, you know, obviously when you turn inside out, somehow you can do that, that's a problem. You made the narrow part wide and the wide part narrow. That's a problem. My time, because ramasna, the ramasna, the avarta derech avarosa ba'ina. So it requires derech avarosa. So what does that mean, derech avarosa? So just for dibek shavei shofros, the Rishonim explained that it's got to be a natural shofar. It's got the air, the sound has to go in the normal way. So obviously, if you take multiple shofars and put it together, the sound on those on every piece is not necessarily going the natural way because different pieces were at different parts of the shofar, and now you're putting it together in a new puzzle. So that's when you did make sure you shofars. But what about the question? What about the following question? What do you think about this? The Yom Teruah raises this. What if you make both sides narrow? The Gemara talks about where you flip it around, the narrow side wide and the wide side narrow. But let's say you have a new type of shofar and you make the big part, you make it small. So you have two narrow parts.
It cannot have the same voice.
So it cannot have the same, it's true. It won't sound the same, but the Gemara says later that kol hakolos kshir, whatever it sounds like, it's kosher. Doesn't the sound, you know, and we know this, that different people sound different when they blow the shofar. Why not?
It's not the original sound it had.
Oh, so look at Rashi. So Rashi says, four lines down, the havarta, Derech Havaroso, wherever he is, Rashi. Derech Havaroso, Kederech Sheha'ayil Ma'aviro Birosho, in the path on which the isle, the ram, passes it in his head, Bebehema Mechayim, on the animal while it's alive. In other words, the horn that's on the ram, so it goes in that direction, from the narrow to the wide. So it's got to always go in that direction. So as long, it sounds like as long as it's going in that direction, that same direction, it's kosher. So that's what the Yom Teruah points out. According to Rashi, if you decide to make the narrow part short, the wide part more narrow, you haven't changed Derech HaVaroso. So it should be fine.
Can it be called the shofar if it's not upside down?
It's not upside down, it's the same, it's still straight, it's just you made the...
I understand. The shofar is the way it was born.
So that's what we see in the Gemara. You're allowed to cut it off a little bit. It doesn't have to be exactly the same. And they do cut a little when they make the shofar. So that's okay. However, the Yom Teruah says that Derech HaVaroso...
Change the kol.
The kol we're going to see in a second. Kol HaKol Shir.
Could that be that that's only that's the natural? And then the kol HaKol Shir, if that's how it was naturally, the kol. If you change it from the kol...
That's what Tosfos.
So Kozeniga talks about that. Yeah, that's where a hole, that's a little different. That's where other factors, but here it's the same, it's the shofar itself. You're molding the shofar.
You change it from whatever it's called.
But no matter what, when they make a shofar, they cut somewhere. I mean, every shofar that's made, there's some cutting. There's some kind of, it's not purely like slips off the animal and that you have a shofar. So, you know, the cutting itself shouldn't necessarily affect it. So that's he says, but the Yom Teruah suggests that no, it's got to be Derech HaVaroso, a little bit of what Ramesh was saying. What's Derech HaVaroso? How does the shofar go? The shofar goes from the narrow to the wide. That's a shofar. Narrow to wide. You can't make narrow to narrow. That's not a shofar. That's not Derech HaVaroso. That's the Yom Teruah says like you. Very good. So he says that even that would be a problem. And the Chiddush is that even if you would, it would be narrow to wide, but you flip it around, that's what Gemara is telling us, that even that's a problem. That's the Yom Teruah. So that's a little machlokas. What would be the case if you had two narrow sides of the shofar? And just so that's one ha'ara on that Rashi. That and the Achron, other Achron point that out as well. That it sounds like from Rashi that just having one side would be okay. It's just the direction that matters. But the Yom Teruah says not only the direction but also the form, narrow to wide. And maybe just to make a note about the kol shofros ksherim. Or actually, let's make a note about the shear shofar. So what's this very strange shear, right? This shear, what's the shear of the shofar? How big does the shofar have to be? It's big enough that you can hold it in your hand and see a tefach on each side. And see a little bit on each side. Very, very strange shear. So, you could say... What?
they should be able to blow it.
Oh, excellent. So the so you could say before we get to what Matthew's saying, so some say that it's halacha Moshe Sinai. In general, the Gemara has a principle in Sukkah and other places, shiurin halacha Moshe Sinai. Whatever shiur, this thing's got to be that size, that thing's got to be this size. What all the sizes we have in halacha, that's halacha Moshe Sinai. We don't understand why it is. It is what it is. So you could say, and it sounds like Tosfos and Sukkah holds this way, the Be'er Halacha points out, the shiur shofar halacha Moshe Sinai, that it's got to be this way, that's the size of a shofar. However, the Rush, when he talks about the shiur shofar, actually later in Os Vav, so Rush says like this. I'll just read it quickly. Hi, the end of Simon Vav, if you're there. But hi, denaka lishna hacha kadesh yochzenu hatokei biyodav yir lekan lekan lefare shatam lama nasu bo shir tefach. So the shir is a tefach somewhere where it says elsewhere. The shofar is a tefach. It says that in Nida. So our Gemara is explaining why is a tefach the shir, because a tefach approximately, if you hold it, you can see it on each side. The lo yomu l'toki yodo tokeya. And then the people won't say that he's blowing with his hands. Imagine if you're holding a shofar that's so small that no one can see it, they're going to think, ooh, you're making the sound with your hands. So the shofar has got to be big enough so that people, when you're holding the shofar, they can see it on the outside so they know you're blowing a shofar.
That is the cultural for not what somebody sees.
You're right, 100%. Oh, excellent. Very good. So that's what the Be'er Halacha says. It sounds like this is a Sfarad Derabanan. Minat Torah, no, who cares what you see? If it's a shofar, it's a shofar. Doesn't matter if it's in your hands. So that's what the Lashon is, Nasnu Bo Shir. So the Rosh says, I have one more Hara before that, after this. The Rosh, the Be'er Halacha says that Shir is Midrabanan. What's a Shir Minat Torah? Enough to blow it. Like Matthew said, Minat Torah, if you could blow a shofar, that's it. Midrabanan, they said it's got to be big enough so you shouldn't get confused when it's hidden in your hand. But from Tosos in Sukkah, the Be'er Halacha points out it sounds like this is actually a shir minat Torah, halacha Moshe Sinai. We don't understand it, so it's shir. Last, final point. The Gemara says that kolos shirim, like we spoke about, any sound. So sometimes, you know, it sounds a little raspy, it sounds a little smooth, deep, high-pitched, all kinds of sounds of the tekiah, they're all kosher. Any sound is kosher. What if you have a tekiah and you know something is like doo and ee, like it jumps in middle and it gets back? What if you have a mix of sounds? What's the halacha then? So Rishon, the Mishnah Berurah, they quote from Rishon Zalman. Rishon Zalman says kol shirim, it's all kosher. Obviously, it doesn't matter what sound it makes. So who cares if it changes in the middle of the tekiah? It's the same sound. So he does admit that there is a mesorah to be makbid. That it should sound the straight, the same thing. Mariel Diskin has his Masorah, but Rishon Zalman explained that's a Hidr Mitzvah. Hidr Mitzvah, Mitzvah and Mulchar, said it should be a tekiah, a straight sound with no breaks. But Meikar Adin, Kolos Kshirim, not only doesn't matter what it sounds like, even if the sound is a little jumpy in the tekiah, as long as it's all tekiah,
so
it would be
say it over again.
So if one would do it over, that's only a Hidr Mitzvah. Meikar Adin, it's kosher. That's Rosh Hashanah and Rav Bach. Hell. Okay, shkoyach everybody. Continue on Sunday.